when will be the crack of doom? Is it tomorrow? Is it tomorrow? A laurel for the future grace of the marching children. A laurel for the future grace of the marching children. Thank you.
vrienden en vriendinnen. Dit was het dan weer voor vandaag.
Tot ziens, amigos.
Marshall, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh, well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie? Lend me your comb.
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta work through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like help.
Bob McFadden and Dor there, a.k.a. Rod McEwen, with The Mummy from 1959. Now, here are Kachika and his tribe, and Spooky Doo from 1958.
Spooky-Doo is watching you. Spooky-Doo is watching you. Spooky-Doo is watching you. Spooky-Doo is watching you. He's got a thousand eyes to watch your every move. He's always in disguise. It's you he might remove. Spooky-Doo is watching you. Spooky-Doo is watching you. Spooky-Doo is watching you. He sees you everywhere. It's ridiculous to run. Before you speak, beware. He may be anyone. It won't do any good to close the door and hide, 'cause in all likelihood, he's already inside. Spooky-Doo is watching you. Spooky-Doo is watching you. Spooky-Doo is watching you. Spooky-Doo is watching you. There isn't any use to look beneath your bed. You never will get loose when Spooky-Doo is in your head.
Ha ha ha! was autumn, way out east of town. Death had claimed this teenage kid by the time that he was found. There was no crash and not a mark upon his body showed. They say he was scared to death by the ghost of Bardsley Road. On his snow-white Honda, he drags the countryside. A ghost machine a-burning up the road. If you put him to the test, you'll come out second best. And you know you've raced the ghost of Bardsley Road. He drew a line across the road with the blood of Mary Brown. He said, you kid, you're gonna cross this line, I'm gonna sure not burn you down. Well, his hair turned white and his face a fright at the blood that spilled around. Say, you kid, you're gonna cross this line, I'm gonna sure not burn you down. On his snow-white Honda, he drags the countryside. A ghost machine a-burning up the road. If you put him to the test, you come out second best. And you know he'll race the ghost of Bardsley
him, and then I had him. His throat was bare beneath my hand. Now I had him. His throat was there, and he'll never come again. When? Why do I wait? You told me to wait. Now he'll never come again. There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and it's filled with people who are filled with shit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it. But not for long. They all deserve to die. Tell you why, Mrs. Love, to tell you why. Because in all of the whole human race, Mrs. Lovett, there are two kinds of men and only two. One staying put in his proper place, and the one with his foot in the other one's face. Look at me, Mrs. Lovett, look at you. No, we all deserve to die. Even you, Mrs. Lovett, even I. Because the lives of the wicked should be made brief. For the rest of us, death will be a relief. We all deserve to die. And I'll never see Johanna. No, I'll never hug my girl to be finished. All right, you, sir, how about a shave? Come and visit your good friend Sweeney. You, sir, too, sir, welcome to the grave.
I will have vengeance. I will have salvation.
Who, sir? You, sir? No one in the chair. Come on, come on. Sweeney's waiting. I want you, bleeders. You, sir? Anybody? Gentlemen, I don't be shy.
Not one man, no, nor ten.
Get him back, even as he gloats. In the meantime, I'll practice on less honorable throats.
And my Lucy lies in ashes, and
Christopher Lee with Epiphany for Sweeney Todd from his 1996 collection Sings Devils, Rogues and Other Villains from Broadway to Bayreuth and Beyond. Here's Murray Schaff with Tombstone Number 9.
Graveyard at the edge of town lie the 8 husbands of the widow Brown. Now she's digging for this heart of mine, but I ain't gonna be tombstone number 9. Right beside those 8 there's an empty plot, but I don't wanna be in the number 9 slot. Up till now she was doing fine, I ain't gonna be tombstone number 9. It wasn't her cooking that left them gasping for breath. They were all so good looking that she just loved them to death. Now I'm 6 feet high, good looking I know, but I won't look so good 6 feet below. So I'm gonna get while I still got time. I ain't gonna be tombstone number 9. I'll admit I want a nice new home, not a living room in a catacomb. That's one honor I must decline, 'cause I ain't gonna be tombstone number 9. She's a living doll with great big eyes, but she won't fool me like those other 8 guys, 'cause I'm gonna leave her love behind. I ain't gonna be tombstone number 9. Her kisses are thrilling, but I've been fixing to cease. All the others were willing, now they're all resting in peace. Now I know she's got plenty real estate, but every day I keep on losing weight. If I don't quit, don't resign, I'm gonna be tombstone number 9. What time does the next train leave?
Song poem of the week.
Filling the song poem slot this week, it's MSR's Dick Kent and his 1975 release, Backing Up the Devil.
Wait. oh no, got much, so I'm backing up the devil, sacking up the devil. Satan's gonna run a fever tonight. I know where I'm going, see the fire blowing.
They're probably foreigners with ways different than our own.
It's fabulously freaky. It's a trip to transsexual Transylvania.
I'm just a sweet transvestite.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I'm transsexual Transylvania.
The story is strange.
But tonight is the night. And my beautiful creature is destined to be born!
The songs are super.
Science fiction.
The scenery is smashing. The cast is completely crazy.
Frankenstein Had a Hot Rod Car, issued by Decca in 1964 and credited to the Munsters. Although, of course, it wasn't the actors from the TV show, you understand, but a group of youngsters who, according to the sleeve notes so startlingly resemble those lovable TV monsters that they were thrown together for a quick cash-in album. Here's two-bit sci-fi author and crazed religious charlatan L. Ron Hubbard at Funeral from a Dead Planet from the album Battlefield Earth.
What planet is that?
I don't know, God.
Why, it's dead.
I hear a woman weeping.
Let's go closer.
Not more.